Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, it's Dede for San Francisco, damn. This is your show for June 2nd, 2023. I am calling this Friendly Friday, not Freaky Friday, not Fentanyl Friday. It is Friendly Friday. And of course, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday to ya. Yeah, babies. Well, the subject line said it all. Criminalized, beautiful, Victorian freak show or something like that. Yes, yes, yes. And it is tourist season here in San Fran, Fentanyl, Commie, Fournier. And I do want you to understand that the demolition of San Francisco is continuing. Retail is being unimagined. Yeah, retail is unimagined. Downtown San Francisco is being cleaned out. It's pretty much like a ghost town most of the time. And that's weird because San Francisco is based on finance. Downtown, we had this big financial district. It was bustling, guys. The financial district, San Francisco, was great. Now it is going through a metamorphosis. It is morphing into that two-tier city that I talked about here years ago that's coming in reality. The downtown retail apocalypse is in full effect. We lost a Whole Foods. It couldn't handle it. All the mentally ill dope fiends, also known as junkies, were fighting, cleaning it out, ODing, and some actually died in the bathroom of the Whole Foods. Mid-market, there is a drug dealing apocalypse with dozens of drug dealers and hundreds of junkies right in the middle of downtown San Francisco at the UN Plaza. Or did I say Victorian freak show criminalized jewel box? San Francisco is it's a jewel box. It's beautiful, guys. It's so cute. A lot of beautiful, carefully painted, they call them painted ladies, Victorian homes. And we have these fun-looking skyscrapers. One has holographic lights at the top. We've got the beautiful cable cars, very quaint, in the middle of downtown dystopia. And the main drag at the cable car turnaround on Powell Street. Half of the stores are gone. Half of the stores. So when tourists are walking around San Francisco, they're like, what the hell? Where is everything? So whenever something is open, that's what they flock to. We lost a big Whole Foods. That was international news. It got junkied out of existence. There is an apocalypse, a drug dealing apocalypse, 7th and Market going north. We are losing the last two Nordstrom stores in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco. And Nordstrom came out and said it's because of the hostile street environments and shoplifting. We have lost the biggest Walgreens in downtown San Francisco, right at 4th and Market. Sharing the wall is the Old Navy that is closing. That Old Navy store is 30 years old, guys. All because of the foot soldiers, the poor mentally ill junkies. Now, let me tell you something about that. If you didn't know, new listeners, the rest of y'all know this. They come out here from all over America. San Francisco is Disneyland for dope fiends. It's the Wizard of Oz. Oh, we can go out to San Francisco and pitch a tent and get a $700 welfare check and get $200 worth of food stamps. And we can live on the sidewalk and shoot up and get free needles. That's all true. We can get free. They give them foil. Be loyal to the foil for the fentanyl. They buy fentanyl for $5. It's the perfect city to be a drifter junkie. And I also want you to know that a lot of them, the majority, and there was someone who recently said there are 20,000 people experiencing homeless in San Francisco. 20,000. 90% of them are from out of town, come out here to party. But it's the end of the road. You rarely do the junkies up and leave on their own. Either their families are coming out here to drag them back home, which more of them, frankly, should be doing, or they leave toe-tagged in a body bag. the criminalization is going west. I am recording in the Tenderloin. San Francisco is completely Tenderloin. Dave Chappelle came to town and said it. He's like, San Francisco is a Tenderloin. Oh, don't tell these stuck-up snobs that, because they want to think that, oh, I make $1 million, I'm better. My neighborhood doesn't need to have these junkies. Honey, if you are a liberal, you will welcome your unhoused neighbors. But the point is, San Francisco Fentanyl is small as hell. So the snobs thought it would stay in my district. They thought it would stay. No. If you do not treat the bugs in the kitchen, that's the best analogy I have. If you do not treat the bugs in the kitchen, it's going to invade the entire house. You'll be down in the basement. There are some bugs. You'll be up in the third floor laying on the bed. One's going to crawl over you. That's a perfect analogy for San Francisco. So the snobs on the west side who thought the dystopia would stay downtown. Well, what do you think is going to happen when retail collapses? What's happening right now? We've got a crime uptick on the west side of San Fran fentanyl, honey. But hey, you want to come out here, I say, come to San Francisco. It's pretty. Use your situational awareness. Do not rent a car. Here's the deal. Don't rent a car. Actually, San Francisco needs a tourist advisory warning. This is not exaggeration, not hyperbole. San Francisco needs a tourist advisory warning. Don't rent a car. If you rent a car, it's at least going to get broken into. If you do rent a car, don't leave anything in the car. You need to have a designated security guard, one person in your group, while y'all are going to the pot clubs, buying weed, getting high, drinking, buying $25 drinks. You need to have somebody that's going to watch your back on the pickpockets and the bad guys. It's super expensive, and your heart would get broken by seeing all the junkies living on the sidewalk. No exaggeration. Hey, come out here and see for yourself. However, people in California don't even want to come to San Francisco. They all talk about, they say San Francisco is an asshole because you can come downtown. People used to come to San Francisco to shop. It was a shopping destination. Now it's a shoplifting destination. It has totally changed. It doesn't have the status. And San Francisco can regain the lost status by upholding the laws on the book and prioritizing safety, law, and order. Without safety, law, and order, the dystopia shall continue, the depopulation shall continue. And of course, there's AI. AI is young, cocky people. Young people think nothing bad is going to happen to them. ChatGPT, that's right, ChatGPT is based here in San Francisco, but they're kind of arrogant. Like, what do you got, several hundred people, 1,000 people who are naive and think everything is okay? Because if you just come out to San Francisco now, you don't know what it was. You don't know when it was safe. You don't know when we didn't have this enabled junkie apocalypse. You didn't know that you could go in a store and not see mass looting and crazy people shoplifting, because this is the new San Francisco. So when they come here, they're like, what are you talking about? This is great. Oh, enjoy yourself. Your cars will get broken into. Your bikes will be stolen. And because you think you know it all and you have your guard down, you will be mugged, honey. So AI will be criminalized as well. The future of San Francisco, for it to survive, is safety, law, and order, or it shall continue. Go down that dystopian drain, y'all. So thank you for being here on Friendly Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Enjoy yourself and make sure to look at the show list. Subscribe if you haven't. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.